You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Listen, it was the Lord of the Rings movie where the hobbits started talking about second breakfast. And even at that time, watching that movie, I said, yeah, I'm on board with second breakfast.
Slowly raises hand,
yeah.
Puts bacon in mouth.
They went and surveyed a bunch of people, and they found that a third of Americans would be more than happy to give up dinner in order to have a second breakfast. And they started kind of investigating why this might be. And one of the reasons, just one of the reasons, is they said breakfast tends to be sweeter. You think about French toast, waffles, pancakes, jams, jellies, pastries, all of
sugar
that.
Sugar in your coffee, the flavored coffee creamers, all that. It's super sweet.
Yeah, and that's what we're into as a society for the most part. But I have always wondered why some people turn up their nose at breakfast food later in the day, as if your body is sitting there saying, I'm sorry.
Not toast at this time of day.
I cannot have toast after 12 noon.
I'm more of the savory, salty. You know, I'll do the scrambled eggs, the bacon, the toast, mm-hmm. the hash mm-hmm. browns. I don't want none of that sweet stuff on my plate. But I suggest breakfast for dinner quite often at my house, but nobody ever wants it. The kids hate it. My wife hates it. We're going to be talking about how opposites attract.
Hates it
later, and she essentially hates breakfast. I don't get it. She's not a big eggs and sausage, and I'm like, give me some of that all day long. This is funny because I was actually texting with our consultant yesterday, Dom, Triple G as you call him, and most of the texting consisted of raving about breakfast and how he cooks bacon, and he has to cook bacon outside because his wife doesn't like it when he stinks up the house. And then I went on to talk about cooking breakfast in cast iron pans, pots and pans.
Sure.
And cooking it outside when you're camping. There is something about cooking breakfast out in the fresh mountain air that mm-hmm. elevates the flavor of your breakfast tenfold. I don't know what it is, but the Colorado mountain air while you're shoving scrambled eggs in your mouth is like the greatest thing ever. Absolutely the greatest thing ever, man.
So anyway, a lack of oxygen makes your taste buds come alive.
It could be. It could be. I don't know. There's less pollution, and maybe it enhances your taste buds. I don't know what's going on.
Listen, before you get a little too enamored with Triple G and his eating, I got to tell you something. I've been to breakfast with him many times where we all got breakfast food, and all he ordered was a giant cookie.
Well, why would
That's
he do
it.
Such a thing? A cookie
it.
For breakfast? Now things are getting weird.
I remember all of us getting pancakes and eggs and stuff, and the restaurant happened to sell these giant chocolate chip cookies, and they just brought it out on a plate. So while we're all eating breakfast, he's eating a giant
cookie.
Chocolate chip cookie with, I believe, a
hell.
Fork.
I got to give him hell.
Got to give him lots of hell. You know, the interesting thing about bacon and eggs for people who want to be bored by a fun fact, I think this is hilarious. Bacon and eggs were never a combo until, I want to say, the 1930s, and it was a PR man for the bacon industry.
Sure, of course.
Who started spreading the word that, quote, doctors say you should have heavier breakfast. Because up until then, Americans didn't eat big breakfasts. They were very light eaters in the morning. And he's like, we got to sell bacon. We got to sell bacon. So he managed to get a couple of doctors to say, well, yeah, it would probably be good for you to have a little more sustenance. Spread the word that bacon and eggs was the way to go. And that's why it's popular today.
Now we're all
because
fat.
Because of a PR man.
Now we're all fat. Hey, he was doing his job. He did his job correctly then.
It's like the PR guy who sold America on the breakfast is the most important meal of the day. That was also a PR
guy, not a doctor. Yeah.
But yes, give us breakfast all day long. In fact, on our show, we have advocated for all foods at all times.
I will eat a pizza right now.
I wouldn't mind stopping. If I'm driving to work at 7:30, I would pull through a drive-thru and get a cheeseburger and fries. They won't sell it.
Yeah,
and
I don't
understand that.
Yeah, I would eat cake right now, you guys. I want a cake.